Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. That is on NBC, USA, and Peacock. The official post time is, looks like 3:57 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh, our time. Okay.
It's like 3 minutes before 7 p.m. Eastern, 3 minutes before 4 p.m. here. I don't know why I can't just say it's at 4.
I heard a fun fast fact this morning. How many bottles of bourbon do you think will be, over the course of the weekend, consumed in men's juleps during the Kentucky Derby?
How many
bottles of bourbon?
Just bottles of bourbon. 1 million bottles of bourbon.
I'm going to say 1,000 bottles of bourbon.
10,000 bottles.
My goodness.
I was going to say that. You didn't let me
guess.
I'm sorry.
You know what, though? Bob wasn't going to say that.
She gets the point. With her.
You know what? Fine.
Oh, that is just.
Sorry about it, Maddie. You're not on the show right now.
What kind of host are you?
Yeah. You
game
host
show
the game.
Host.
You don't even look all the way around, see if everyone got to put their guess in.
Contestants right there with their hand up.
Yeah.
And then what?
She was lying, though. She was not going to say 10,000.
She was.
No, she wasn't. She just said it just to make everyone feel bad. Because I know her.
Yeah, she was. I can tell. Look how earnest she looks.
Because I know her.
She's a huge baby. She just wants the point.
She is a competitor. No doubt about it.
From yesterday.
I know you from like this week. It's been a good week. By the way, there's a full day of race. If you care about horse racing, you don't need me to tell you that all day long you can watch races on that channel. Like that is, I think, the crowning glory and the final one. The final race.
I used to love to go to the races in Del Mar when I lived there.
Yeah.
With my friend Swanee and Jason. We'd go and sit in the infield, I guess you call it. And, you know, we had no money, but we'd bring some beers and some food. Like, we get sandwiches.
It's a day outside. You watch some ponies run.
And, you know, you're managing your $10 and going, I think I can get this. What do they call that when you?
The trifecta?
No. You box them.
Oh.
It's like win, place, and show.
Yes, yeah.
$2 to win, place, and show on the long shot. You know, and you just hope.
Fingers crossed.
Glug, glug, glug.
I'd like more beers, and I don't want to go through all my money on this betting thing.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love those. Give it to me right now. Facts, give it to me. Give it to me.
In 150 races, there have been 3 fillies or female horses to win the Kentucky Derby. Regret in 1915.
It's the only one that I know.
You know the horse named Regret from 1915. How old are you?
I'm pretty old. Because I think that Regret was like the first filly to win it, right? I just happen to, that's in my head.
Well, you did go to horse college. Is that one of the things you guys study, is the great horses in history?
Great horses in history. Shame.
Regret is one of them. Is Silver Bullet. Wait. Hi-ho Silver. Silver!
Oh.
Is Silver also?
What was Tonto's horse's name? It had
Spirit.
A name.
Spirit. No, that's a different horse. Spirit's another whole story.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have Spirit? Did you have a class on Spirit?
No class. I think Spirit came after I was out of
school.
Oh,
that's too bad. Can you get Tonto's horse's name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I actually used to know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like I should know it, you know. Hi-ho, Silver, away!
It was Scout.
Scout!
Scout!
Scout.
Scout. You should have known, Matt. I went to horse college.
Maybe I did at one point. Okay, so anyway, I'm sorry.
Genuine Risk in 1980 and Winning Colors in 88.
I wonder if that's why I know about Regret, because it was so long between the first Philly winning and the Phillies who won in the 80s, and so they probably were talking about it, right?
Here's what I will say to you, and I believe this to just be a matter of the way things are today. Horse racing was much bigger many years ago, so they probably talked about it a lot in day-to-day life. Horse racing was huge. Boxing was huge. Mm-hmm. These are two sports that have just gone away for the most part. Boxing was on your TV
every Sunday
at the highest
or
level,
whatever, right?
All the time.
Yeah.
And it is no longer like.
Then for a while, there were always pay per view things.
Yeah.
But it does seem like it's.
It's gone UFC.
And
it just has.
It's also gone kind of like celebrity boxing stuff. You know, yeah, there's more of that than there is of anything else, I would say. But you're right. UFC is. That's the one that's big right now.
And horse racing was like a legitimately big sport. Now. No one watches it off season at all, and you might sort of have your eye on the Kentucky Derby to find out who's posing in a hat with a mint julep.
Yes, that's what you do.
Well, the end.
This Kentucky Derby, there's 100% chance of rain, so if you're betting, bet on a mutter.
Bet on the mucker.
Ah.
Not a mutter, or mucker, or whatever.
No mutter. I think it is a mutter.
Yeah, his mutter was a mutter.
Gets all gross out there.
The last time a Philly raced was in 2010, and no Phillies will take part in tomorrow's Derby.
They want the Colts.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are we going to have a game?
Yes.
I don't know.
We
I
got
don't
a
hear
special
the...
game.
Oh, boy. All
right.
Derby. Horses. Yay. Woo-hoo. Oh, buying a hot tub. John in Mill Valley.
Yeah. You know what? I will say, though, even though it's super annoying, I do love the hot tub we're in every day.
All right, here's the game. I'm going to tell you a name, and this is either a real horse that has raced, or it is a made-up horse name.
Okay.
These are real racehorse.
These are real horses that have raced.
Like, what are the parameters of racing? I mean, there's so many races.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I don't know. Are we just talking about the Kentucky Derby?
No.
It's
we're
a
not,
guessing game. It's, okay. You're not
all right,
gonna
just
know.
Right. Fine. I don't know.
Official
I'm
racehorses.
I'm just trying to get the parameters
official
set.
Racehorses.
Okay. Official known racehorses.
Happy Friday.
I think that's a valid question.
No, you don't.
Yes, number, I do.
Number one, Horsey McHorseface.
That's
is that real.
Real
or not?
Totally real.
Fake.
It's a real one. An Australian racehorse was named by a public vote.
You know why I knew that had to be real? Because of Bodie McBoatface.
That's exactly what it was inspired by.
That John Oliver was trying to name the some boat.
All right, the next one is called Butter My Biscuit.
Real or fake? That's real.
I say no.
Fake.
It is fake.
All right.
Obscene, Vinny. What?
Butter on a biscuit?
That is obscene.
Butter
it's
my
delicious.
Biscuit.
Butter my biscuits. Would you like me to assign someone to butter your biscuit?
Oui. All right. Close. Next name is Arr.
Like a pirate?
Yes.
Arr?
I like
Arr.
It. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Yes is correct.
All right. It's two Bob, two Sarah, one Vinny.
Sofa King Fast. Sofa King Fast. Real or fake?
That
has to be fake.
Is a long time running joke. There's no way someone did it. I will say that is no.
I said no.
I'll say no.
You're all right. That is no.
Mm.
What's the joke?
Sofa King. Just repeat it in your mind a little bit. Sofa King.
Okay,
oh!
That's enough of that. That's enough of that. All right. Odor with an O. Odor in the court. Odor in the court.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
That is fake.
Oh,
excuse me.
Oh, well.
The next one is called Panty Raid.
Yes.
No.
No.
It's real.
Oh, boy.
Yay!
The next one is...
I just pulled into the lead.
Head by a neck. Hoof-hearted. Hoof-hearted.
Hoof-hearted.
Say yes.
Nah.
Yes.
It is yes.
Oh.
And the last one... Snoop Dogg Pony.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Sarah is correct.
Yay!
It is
a no. My score is 6-3-3. Sarah's on the show, damn it.
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Ooh, Sarah Cuda.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.